Welcome, listeners, to episode number 29 of the Andrew Food for Thought podcast. I wanted to start this podcast off by giving a little overview of what to expect for today's episode. Today's episode has a different flow to it. It's the first episode I've done with a group of several different guests. The guests on today's podcast wanted to maintain anonymity, so we used pseudonyms for everybody on the podcast. It's a bit of a different format. You'll notice, different voices chiming in, and we don't go as much into sort of personal stories and backgrounds because everybody wanted to kind of maintain anonymity for this episode. But I thought it was pretty fun. We recorded at two different locations. The first one is at an apartment in San Francisco, and the second one is at a restaurant. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Welcome, listeners, to episode number 29 of the Andrew Food for Thought podcast. On today's episode, I'm joined by my guest, Novak. And we're going to be featuring Tony's Pizza in San Francisco. We are recording this episode in the city and going to be heading to Tony's later tonight. So going to give a little preview of what the meal might be like and then hopefully record a bit at the restaurant as well. So to start off with, Novak, if you want to just describe Tony's Pizza and if somebody's never been there before, what they can expect if they're going there for the first time.
Tony's, where do I begin? It's a Italian restaurant, family neighborhood restaurant. It's got like a variety of all kinds of pizzas, from New York style pizzas to Italian style pizzas, Neapolitan. They might even have a Californian deep dish pizza. It's probably the best pizza place in all of San Francisco. And it's like because it's so popular and they don't take reservations, it's a walk-in only. So it really gets popular. We just learned there's an hour and a half wait. So luckily we have a friend there who's gonna wait for us in line, and we'll go there when they're ready for us.
So on your previous trips to Tony's, or even your trip there tonight, what is your typical order? Like, what do you look for on the menu, and what do you like to get when you go to Tony's?
I probably go for a, usually there's a Grandma's pizza I really like. There's ones with sausage that are really good. But otherwise, don't really have anything they have so many. There's like 50 different kinds of pizza in the menu. So can't go wrong with any of the choices, you know. By the way, my friends Roger and Rafa are here too. They're gonna add some comments in.
Yeah, definitely one of the better pizza spots in the city. I've been there once or twice, and both times really good experiences. And they have, I think I only have tried the Detroit-style pizza there.
Detroit-style,
yeah, I don't think I've had any of the other ones. So maybe we'll try something different.
So Tony's, it's in North Beach, really prime location. I think one of the best areas in the city. It's near Washington Square Park. There's other great restaurants in the area. You have Original Joe's right across the street. You have Mama's, a popular brunch spot that's about a block down. You also have Joe DiMaggio Playground nearby that has some great tennis courts and some basketball courts over there. So yeah, tell us a little bit about North Beach. Like, is that a place that you like to go, and what do you like about the neighborhood?
So I'm gonna actually bring my friend Roger in on this one because he's actually a San Francisco native who can talk about North Beach pretty well.
All right, so in the North Beach, like around the Tony's, they have some. There's like a little town that they call Little Italy in San Francisco, which is like pretty famous, like great Italian restaurants all around the neighborhood. Really good lounges, couple of bars. So if you're looking for like some, good, like if you're looking for some college bars, they have some great college bars too. But if you're looking for some sophisticated lounges too, they have that as well. So overall, it's just like a good neighborhood to like kind of even, going out, hanging out, looking for bar lounges. They have like a little bit of everything. So you can't go wrong, hanging out in North Beach.
It's also interesting. It borders Chinatown. So it's just got an interesting dynamic between that, right?
You have the Chinese and the Italian bordering each other.
Yeah. I just think that's kind of an interesting part of that area. Like, where else do you get to see like two totally different type of culture? Yeah. Just, I think that's some of the things we take for granted. It's just like interesting to see that. Where else would you see that at? Really anywhere, you know? So I've always thought that's pretty interesting about that area.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think one of the cool intersections in North Beach and in the whole city is right by the Transamerica building. You have Chinatown, North Beach, and Financial District all kind of like merging in one area. So I think that's kind of a cool place because you can go in different directions. So question for the whole group. Any other favorite businesses in North Beach, like outside of Tony's, specific restaurants or bars that you would like to frequent in that area?
You mentioned Original Joe's is actually good. They've got a great espresso martini. We should actually get that maybe after Tony's, or maybe while we're waiting for Tony's, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, it's funny. There's that, you know, Italian food is really good in North Beach, and actually they're known for cioppino. So it's the sort of tomato seafood, like sort of soup or stew that's sort of famous because San Francisco lives on the, you know, it's on the bay. Mm-hmm. So definitely recommend also getting that if you're a seafood fan. I don't know. What else do you have in North Beach? What's your favorite bar? Tell them the Barbarossa.
There's like a sophisticated lounge. It's in North Beach. It's called Barbarossa. If you're looking for like a, you know, nice night out, looking for like good cocktails, perfect place for it. If you're looking to really party, college parties, then there's Kells, which is like a block away from Barbarossa, which is, you know, pretty turn up if you really want to feel like you want to go back into college days and you want to have a nice frat party, enjoy that. But if you're looking for more sophisticated, definitely highly recommended Barbarossa.
So love the shout out for Barbarossa. I actually celebrated my birthday there twice. So yeah, very good spot.
Good birthday over there?
Oh yeah, very fun. Yeah, even on a weeknight. I mean, weekends it gets very busy, so it's hard to find seats unless you have a reservation. But yeah, that street, Montgomery, that's one of my favorite streets because you have Cigar Bar up one block. And then across the street from that, you have a really nice Italian restaurant that is kind of a hard place to get reservations at.
You used to live by there when you were in SF or what?
I lived in Soma.
You know SF pretty well. I mean, you know, like the landmarks, like it's really their orientation relative to Barbarossa and stuff.
Yeah, I used to work in the Embarcadero Center, so within walking distance of there, and then lived on that side of the city. So yeah, definitely North Beach is, one of my favorite parts of the city. Other places that I like in North Beach, I really like Cafe Greco. I think that's a good place for coffee and like tiramisu. Hidden gem, if you go further up on Columbus Street, you have Luisa's. Because I think it's like further away from the main strip, so it doesn't get so busy. That one's really good for pasta. And then you have Cobb's Comedy Club. So that's a great spot for stand-up comedy.
Not to throw anything under the bus, but what's your least favorite spot in North Beach?
Least favorite spot in North... So one spot that's very overrated, I think, is the Taqueria Zorro.
Yeah.
Because the salsas are very bland there. And it's used to be the only Mexican option there. So I think they just got people going there because there's no other option. But now there's El Farolito in that neighborhood.
There's El Farolito in North Beach?
Yeah, they opened up a location. Yep. Maybe we'll end up there tonight. Who knows?
You know that? There's an El Farolito in North Beach?
Really?
Yeah.
It just opened.
No way.
Oh, pandemic. Yeah. Opened it during the pandemic. Yeah. Oh. So now they have three locations. So yeah, that's a good one. Other places in North Beach that are, I mean, in general, I don't like to wait in long lines. So it's good that we have somebody helping us with the reservation at Tony's. So I like to try to find places where you can like get in, or obviously if you have a reservation, that's always good too. On the topic of pizza, know that you spent some time in New Jersey and lived on the East Coast. So what would you say about your favorite spots over there? Like, do you have recommendations for places you'd recommend in New Jersey or New York?
Yeah, I mean, New York has its own huge list of places. You know, the classic ones, Joe's, Ray's, Prince Street Pizza, of course. Then there's, you know, John's on Bleecker's. There's, you know, tons and tons of places. But in Jersey, the beauty of it is that you go anywhere in central North Jersey, and you have pizza that's as good, if it's going to be a hot take, but or better than pizza you're going to get in New York. And it could be like any suburban spot. So it's not even a point in me telling you, you know, a certain place in a certain town, because like my experience, it's all really quite good in Jersey. So Yeah, I don't know. What's pizza like in Indiana?
You know, we do have a couple of popular spots, especially where the hometown where I'm from that people go to. And, you know, pretty solid. I'd always go back to them if I was back home, you know. I think it just hits a different way if you are in New York or where you grew up or, you know. So, yeah, there's a few spots I always hit up when I'm back home. So,
Roger, what's pizza in India?
Oh, my God. Pizza in India? Wow. Terrible. The only like real pizza I mean you're gonna get is like something close to Domino's, which is not even close. And then they have a Pizza Hut, which is even more terrible than out here. So definitely not even close. Would not never recommend that actually. That if you go to India, stick with the Indian food. Don't even think about it. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have a good Italian restaurant. Not gonna happen. But you guys have amazing Indian food.
So New Jersey, New York, like if you're just looking for a place to go, like what do you look for in a good pizza restaurant? Like, do you like a particular style or like do you like more of the hole in the wall places, or do you prefer like to find a place where you can sit down and like have a good atmosphere when you're eating?
It depends. I think it's kind of how it is with any pizza place, right? It's you have those pizza spots like we're going to tonight with Tony's. You got to go and sit down actually there. It's a whole experience. It's a good time. But, you know, the beauty of pizza is that it's probably the ideal, perfect takeout food, right? You get those pizza boxes. You got to eat it within 10 minutes of getting it. So it's, you know, still has its taste. And, you know, Jersey has its mix of places as do all cities, really. I mean, New York also, a lot of the places you just go for a slice. And actually next to Tony's is a Slice House, right? So that's also a popular thing that you can do kind of a takeout. I mean, the beauty of pizza, don't like, let me know if you guys agree with this. You have to eat pizza within like 5 to 10 minutes of when it's coming out of the oven.
Oh, totally agree.
Or like the diminishing returns goes up tenfold every minute you wait after like 10 minute window. The cheese starts to kind of coagulate in a way. Mm-hmm. The crust, like, yeah, the chewiness and the, you know, crispiness, it sort of texturally it changes. So like super important you eat right away. So that's why if you're gonna do takeout of pizza, you only do it if you can eat it within like 10 minutes, 15 minutes of getting it as takeout. But if you can't, then I highly recommend you eat at the spot, you know, eat at the actual restaurant. So,
So I last time I was in New York was 5 or 6 years ago. And my friends told me I have to go to a steakhouse. I have to go find bagels and find a place that has good dessert. So I didn't like seek out the pizza. So now that...
New York.
Right. So now that you've given me some recommendations, I have some places to check out.
Just for a quick slice, Joe's, Ray's, you know, Prince Street Pizza. Those are like the top three ones. Prince Street Pizza is always probably the most popular one, but there's always a line. I mean, any of those are just perfect takeout slices. They'll be $3 and it's just the best pizza you'll ever eat. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like pizza is not my favorite food being here in the Bay because it's not like a lot of places you find it great. But, yeah, I mean, you got to seek it out if you're on the East Coast, I think.
Sure.
So question for the whole group. Thoughts on deep dish pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like deep dish, I've actually had better deep dish outside of Chicago, ironically, than I've had in Chicago. You know, if you go to Lou Malnati's, you go to Giordano's, they're overrated in my opinion. If you have it, ironically, in fact, some of the best deep dish pizza I've had is in SF, you know, or the Bay Area. Little Star, Blue Liner, both, I think they're like very good relative to like, you know, it's underrated. In other words, maybe it's a hot take, but you know, I've had all those, and that's just sort of my thoughts. The there's also a super popular one. I want to say in Berkeley, it's like Zach's or something like that, right?
Which one? Zachary's.
Zachary's, right? Yeah.
I agree 100% on Zachary's. I think that's for me. That's my favorite pizza in the Bay Area. But like to an earlier point that was made, I think you know one thing that's great about pizza is like the nostalgia of like where what you had growing up. So for me, it was always deep dish. And so that's why I like that in Zachary's. But Tony's is up there, I think, as well as like one of my favorite spots.
You want to go and continue over there?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I think we're going to head over to Tony's and we'll record the rest of the episode there. So let's see what they got tonight.
I
All right, we're ready to start the second half of the episode. We're now at Tony's, sitting outside here by the sidewalk in North Beach. So Novak, you want to give us a rundown of what we ordered for today?
Yeah, so we ordered a couple classics. First, we put a grandma pizza in. We did a Sicilian, and we did a New Yorker. So you get kind of pizzas from all over the world. Even in the New Yorker, you have, you know, two kinds. One's sort of a classic New Yorker. You got a grandma pie that's going to be more thin crust. It's going to be sort of more of the square-shaped, rectangular kind of pizza. And then we also got some meatballs to start us off. We got some Coakleys. It's a fried dough ball. And, you know, you get that with some burrata. It's really quite nice. I'm going to bring in some guys now. Roger, what's your favorite pizza you got at Domino's?
Domino's?
Yeah. Just
a regular cheese pizza.
What's the topping?
Anything with chicken or beef.
Does it have to be halal?
It doesn't have to be halal, but I mean, at least, you know, like, stay away. I mean, I don't eat pork, so try to, you know, respect my, basically, you know, what I want.
Anchovies? The girl got anchovies.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. I love anchovies.
Anchovies for me would be a deal breaker. That's gross.
Really?
Yeah. You like anchovies?
I don't like anchovies.
All right, so we got our first appetizers come out. We got some meatballs. And then we're going to get some little fried dough to have with that.
Here's a good question. Ready? Three people you pick to eat pizza with. Fictional people. Who do you pick? I know you're at least going one Tony Soprano, right?
Three people to eat pizza with.
Anyone you could pick with. I would pick Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain would be a good one. He would be fun to travel with and eat good food.
I'd pick Chappelle.
Chappelle, he would make you laugh, yeah. All right, the second dish has come out. We have some fried dough with burrata and a side of some sliced Italian meats.
All of dough.
And a bit of arugula.
It's like an appetizer. I don't know if we're in Italy or if we're in Florence. I forget. Which one are we in now?
I'm in Florence.
Florence? Okay, I'm in Rome.
And you can eat it with the prosciutto too.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's good, right?
Yeah. All right, Novak, what's your review of the pizza?
This is absolutely phenomenal. The texture is incredible on the Sicilian one. It's kind of crispy, but it's also soft. It's unbelievable. It's the reason it's the best pizza in San Francisco. I'm going to hand it over to Kane Shikori over here for his thoughts.
Generally, I like a little bit more thin-style pizza, a little more on the crispy side. What is this one over here again?
The Sicilian.
The Sicilian, I'm not as big of a fan. You're getting a little more bread than you are like the quality of the toppings, so it's a little too much carb to the carb to topping ratio isn't as solid as the grandma pizza.
Pizza's not designed with the carb to topping ratio or not. It's designed to make it taste good.
Yeah, but when I'm analyzing pizza, I like a good ratio. You know.
So when you're eating pizza, you're eating it more from a health perspective.
No, not at all.
When you're evaluating food from
a taste perspective. It's like when I'm eating a pizza, like I don't want to eat a bunch of bread. You know, I want to be able, like a nice crispy crust. I like a thinner style where they're like that's like too much dough to me, to be honest. It's too doughy.
Totally agree with you. This one is way too good.
Yeah.
Way too good.
That's my how do I compare
which
it?
One?
Like
which one do you like?
They're both good. To me, it's like
you
apples
have
and
to
oranges.
Pick one.
You actually have the third one, it seems. That might
no,
be the best
this
one.
This two, which one?
I don't know. Honestly, both. Very good.
This one's fire. Yeah. Very simple, crispy crust, a little thinner, better ratio.
I like the thin crust.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Yeah.
How's everything taste so far?
I don't like it. somebody ate it.
Woo. So good.
You guys make pizza at home? You cook at home?
No, but I have a friend that has like a wood oven pizza, and they've made like the dough. You throw it in there, it's like so good.
Like a wood oven, like wood fire pizza at home?
Yeah, wood fire pizza at home. He has his own wood fire. We made pizza at home. But that's why I like the wood fire pizza. It's thinner crust. All right, so what's everybody's like, since this is a food podcast, what's everybody's like last meal? Like you're in jail, you're about to be put to death. Get your last meal of the day.
That's a good one. Wow.
What do you eat? For me, I'm Japanese. I go with tonkatsu. Love tonkatsu. I could eat that every day, all day. Or we can go, you know, for since you guys are here, well, I can go like chicken katsu or shabu shabu.
This is interesting. Butter chicken.
Butter chicken. Oh, I like that.
Butter chicken.
Where do you get butter chicken from? Talok?
Not in SF. It's probably better one in London or India.
Yeah.
Dishoom, maybe, right?
Dishoom, oh my god. Butter chicken with some naan, and I would like some rice on the side. Like a plain white rice on the side.
Sure.
And maybe a lamb biryani.
I was thinking about this recently, so I have a bit of a longer answer. I would start it out with like some nigiri with some sake for the first course. And then after that, probably going to some like some carne asada tacos with some tequila pairing.
So you're doing like different cuisines across.
Oh yeah, it's your last meal. Yeah, you got to just go all out. And then the next course, I would go with the classic, the deep dish pizza, with a little bit of red wine. And then for the dessert course, I'm going red velvet cake.
He's gonna eat himself to
death. That's the plan. It's like
before last meal.
But not just red velvet cake. Then you get a little bit of cookie dough ice cream on the side.
He's gonna die before he's about to go. What happened? Oh, you ate too much.
And then maybe finish it off with the coffee. So, you know, just to calm the stomach down and everything.
I'm gonna steal some answers here. I'm gonna do some of the best meals I've had from different places. So, one is some Indian food from Dishoom, Mediterranean food from Bevel in LA, some good Szechuan Chinese food, and some Smitten's ice cream, chocolate ice cream from San Francisco. It's a local treat.
Hey everyone. Our recording at Tony's was cut off a bit abruptly as we were getting distracted with all the good food and different side conversations that we were having. But I just wanted to pop back in here and thank everybody for tuning in to today's episode and coming along with us on our trip to Tony's. It was definitely, you know, a fun episode for all of us to record, and maybe we'll do something again similar sometime in the future. But thank you again, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.